I'm Colleen Nolan, Dean of Natural Sciences and Mathematics at Shepherd University.
And you have just been appointed to a statewide board. Explain what it is.
I was recently appointed by Governor Tomlin to the West Virginia Science and Research Council. The goal of this is to enhance the science and research activities in the state, and it really is a broad-based group. It includes individuals from the HEPC, from Marshall, from WVU, and from other colleges and universities, as well as private industry.
And what will your duties be as part of this group?
The group meets twice a year, and we look at some of the funding opportunities through West Virginia EPSCoR, through the Research Trust Fund, and try to help advance and promote science and math within the state.
Why did you want to serve on this?
I think not only is it a wonderful opportunity for me to help members of the Eastern Panhandle community, the community colleges, the four-year colleges, but also to let people know some of the good things we do at Shepherd. It will give me the opportunity to really talk about the great things that are happening in the Eastern Panhandle, both at Shepherd and potentially at Blue Ridge.
How do you envision that helping the colleges and universities?
One of the things I'm hoping to be able to do, and while I'm new to the committee and don't know all the ins and outs, I'm hoping to be able to talk about some of our needs and some of our successes and how, if we can advance certain initiatives in our part of the state, it will have a benefit in other parts of the state, or if we can take things that have been done at Marshall or WVU and adapt them to what we're doing here in the Eastern Panhandle, it will help that population that we serve here. One of the things that I think we need to be really conscious of is if we look at college-going students, if they tend to stay closer to home. So for our students here in the Eastern Panhandle, many of them aren't going to consider going to Marshall or to WVU. So we really have to be that beacon in the sciences for individuals who want to stay in this area.
Do you have any examples of ideas that could be brought from one part of the state or the other at this point?
Right now, I don't know that there are a lot of clear ideas that I would have, but when I look at some of the collaborative work through, for example, the West Virginia Embry program, where it's a grant to Marshall University, but they extend outward to other smaller colleges and universities, I could almost see building relationships between members on the research council and looking at how our institutions could collaborate, or looking at how industry in certain areas could collaborate and support institutions of higher education and have a reciprocal arrangement where maybe some of our students as interns eventually go to work for those different industries.
Are you excited about this?
Very excited. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for Shepherd, for the Eastern Panhandle, and it really will give me a chance to do what I like to do, and that's have a broader reach and have a greater impact than just individuals that I see here on campus. I really see this as a fantastic opportunity for sciences in the state, and specifically in the Eastern Panhandle.
Well, thanks for talking.
Thank you.